Konnichiwa, bonjour, allo. What is up, guys? I'm your host today, Shadow. Today, we are talking about kindness. I know what you're thinking. Boring. Next channel. But kindness is very important because it makes you feel needed, cared, and loved. Many people in this world don't think they are loved and cared about. Many people harm themselves or others if they think they are not cared about. Today, I'll be sharing my kindness story. The almost death of me. I was on my bed sleeping, and then the next thing you know, I woke up in an ambulance, scared and confused. I thought I was dead. I was scared. I thought I had died. I was strapped down. I couldn't move. There was a needle in my left arm. That's when I realized I was in the ambulance. When I got to the hospital, the doctors did a bunch of tests. It said I had a seizure. And when they left my room, my mom took me for a walk. As soon as we stepped out of the room, we found a basket outside my door. We thought it was the hospital's doing. I took it inside and read the card, and I began to cry. It was from all the kids in the hospital who was like me. And it said, "Welcome. I hope you get better. We hope you get better." I was so happy because it let me know I wasn't alone. And there was others going through the same thing. That was my story of kindness. Now I have more awesome stories of kindness for you. Kimmy!
Hey guys, I have a kindness story I would like to share with you all. It's called The Epic Event at Lunch. One day like any other day, I walked in the cafeteria. I thought it would be a great lunch, but who would have thought that someone would come up to me and slap the tray out of my hand? More kids came over and started laughing at me. They stomped on my tray. The room went silent and everyone stared at me. I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed that I ran to the bathroom and started crying. While I was in the bathroom, my best friend, who saw what happened, told the teachers and those kids got suspended. It made me feel happy that she helped me by standing up for me. Kindness is a strong thing someone or even you can give to someone else.
Wow, that was so amazing, Kimmy.
Thank you. Kindness is a thing you can give to anyone around the world.
That is so smart to say. I hope everyone in the world could be as kind as you are. In our next story of kindness is Onyoma.
Hi, my name's Onyoma, and I will tell you a story about how my class did something awesome for me. Valentine's Day week. I was sick and I couldn't go to school. I was usually happy I got to play video games and not go to school, but it was the week of Valentine's Day, so I wanted to go. I like giving out Valentine's Day gifts to my friend and seeing what they got for me, so I was devastated. I started wondering if I even got anything for Valentine's Day. My class knew I wouldn't be in because I wasn't feeling well the week before. I remembered I left my pencil case in school, so my dad went and retrieved it for me. While he was at my school, my class told him to take Valentine's Day cards, toys, and candy they got for me. Even my arch nemesis gave me something that was important because it was cool to see my class give to me when I was sick. I appreciate everybody, including my arch nemesis. Kindness is important because it shows how you appreciate people. So I guess this is the end.
Well, Onyoma, that story was very interesting and very heartwarming. And next up in our story of kindness is Sophia.
Hello, my name is Sophia, and this is my kindness story. In first grade, I remember when I had lots of pencils in my pencil case, and one of my friends did not have a pencil. He asked people, but they did not have any extra pencils. Then he asked me, I said, "I do have a pencil." And he said, "Thank you. I feel like school should be a nice place. kindness is important because if you treat someone kind, you want them to treat you kind too.
Wow, Sophia, that's very touching. And it's awesome that you're sharing with other people. And next up for our kindness story is Samuel.
Hey, it's me, Samuel. And I'm going to tell you my kindness story. A good day. It was a regular Saturday morning, and it might have been the worst day of my life. My dad was going to his business upstate. I was asleep, and my mom woke me up to tell me my dad had a car accident. I was surprised because it was unusual to hear that a family member was in a car accident. I jumped out of bed. She told me my dad's car had turned over, but he was okay. I was surprised to hear he wasn't hurt at all. We drove to the hospital in my mom's car. At the hospital, I waited because kids could not go in the emergency room. A security guard came to me and asked, where is your mom? With my dad, I said. Then he asked me if I wanted chips and juice. I said, sure. And the guard got me Dorito chips and juice. It was the first good thing that happened to me that day. And then my mom finally came out. Kindness is important in the world because without kindness, the world would not be a good place.
Wow, Samuel. I really hope your dad is okay. And that was a great story of kindness. And last but not least, Jose with his kindness story.
Hey, it's me, Jose. I'm gonna tell you my story about kindness. The title is The Bullet Boy. One day, I was at school, at the lunchroom. I saw a fifth grader slapping a first grader, and it looked like it hurt a lot. And I tell the fifth grader, stop slapping the boy. And he told, mind your own business. I told the boy, don't worry. I ran and told the security a fifth grader slapping a first grader. He ran and he got the fifth grader. And the fifth grader went to the office. The first grader went to the nurse. I feel good because I helped the first grader. It's important to always be kind because then others will be kind to you.
Good story, Jose. I hope you showed that fifth grader who's boss. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and I hope you learned a lot from our kindness stories to be a little more kinder to everyone else around you. Bye.